the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining me, and welcome to our new format where we spend time chatting with expert gardening guests to ask for their favorite tip. My guest today is Siebes Bailey, who runs honeylove.org. In fact, she is my beekeeping mentor. We also know each other through the Los Angeles Urban Chicken Enthusiasts meetup group, and Siebes keeps 17 chickens in the middle of the city and is a freelance writer and creative director of Coconut Milk Creative. Thank you for being here, Siebes.
Thanks. Good morning.
Yeah. So we're here watching my chickens fly over the roost. We have two new chickens. And they are flyers.
They don't know the rules yet.
They don't know the rules, and they are so excited to be anywhere but inside their coop and run. That puts us off to a perfect start, doesn't it? So even though it seems like we should be talking about bees and honey love today, the topic of choice is keeping chickens. So you have 17. How did that happen?
Because the eggs were so good, I started out with three, which very quickly doubled to six, which was fine for me. Mm-hmm. But then in those times of year when your eggs are plentiful, I found that, you know, nothing opens up a door quicker than a little half dozen of fresh eggs. So I started taking them to book club or sharing them with neighbors who went berserk over how amazing the eggs tasted.
Right. And they're so colorful and pretty.
Yeah, they love the whole, they love the story, they love the info, and I always had a little insert because I like the education part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, why backyard eggs, why these are different. And I had done a ton of research about how to raise the chickens and everything. So more people wanted more eggs, and that necessitated more chickens. So I got up to 20.
Oh, wow.
And that was my max.
Okay. And the laws in LA are such that there is no limit to how many chickens you can have?
When I first started, it was the proximity to your domicile and your neighbor's domicile, mm-hmm. where is the coop, and my chickens are free range, they only sleep in their coop, mm-hmm. and no roosters.
Right.
But from what I recall, there's technically no limit on the amount of hens.
Yes.
So they're so easy to manage that really 17 is as easy as 10 or They're easy. Yeah, they're so easy.
Well, you have given me some hilarious and at the same time helpful advice over the years about keeping chickens that's guided me along my path since I met you. For example, with regard to integrating new hens into the flock or breaking bad habits, you once said, you talked about rearranging chickens in the roost at night, quote, like books on a shelf. Can you share how that works and why?
Oh, sure. When I get new hens, I get pullets, mm-hmm. which are like tweens.
Right.
You know, they're a little bit older.
Older than a couple of weeks.
Because I want to know what their sex is.
Right. They've already been sexed.
And then grow them from there. So I keep them in a cat crate, mm-hmm. Sleeping at night when they're really, really small. And when they're still peeping, mm-hmm. then I'll keep them in that. And during the day, I have them in a really large X pen in the yard with some screen on the top. And then to integrate them with the older flock as they get bigger, the common denominator is food.
Right.
So I start to throw scratch and really good treats where it's inside and outside the X pen. So before they know it, they're all eating next to each other, and they get really used to doing that. And then when they get when they sleep at night, I put the cat crate right in the middle of the roost.
Oh.
So everybody smells everybody. Everybody hears all the noises.
So you must have a walk-in coop.
I do. I have the wonkiest, craziest, ugliest coop there is. But I have my handyman put one of those a plastic roof on it.
Okay.
To have it be more protected.
Like a corrugated
yes.
plastic, right.
And he said, this is the sturdiest coop. Because all I did was, I kept screwing things together.
It's like, I've got a piece of wood here.
Right. But it was hard to do, you know, by myself.
Yeah.
So, I call it the lesbian close enough construction company.
Good enough. That's
then
great.
Anyway, when the chickens are big enough, I feel that the babies are old enough to defend themselves. Then I integrate them in after everyone's sleeping and it's dark. I put them in. Everybody wakes up. They don't know that they've had a fabulous sleepover.
Uh-huh.
And then during the day, they'll take care of themselves. And I just make sure that they're not getting beat up.
Assaulted, yes.
And it's I've had good luck with it every time.
Yeah. They sort of wake up in the morning and they're like looking at each other going,
we're friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you.
Because chickens are stupid. I
mean,
they're smart and stupid, but
yeah.
They're right.
That's perfect.
They're both
smart
and stupid. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because they can figure out how to get out like my birds have. My older hens from earlier batches of chickens are like, oh, we can't go there. And they don't.
Yeah.
But the new ones are like, oh, look, this is open on the top. We can fly out anytime we want.
Yeah, they see it.
Kind of nuts. So you talked about this whole integration thing. It really can be a lengthy and somewhat harrowing experience, at least for those following the Garden Nerd blog will remember that that we we started with 2-week-old chicks this time around for the first time, because we've always gotten chickens that have been sexed in the past. And we put up a heat lamp in the garage in a pen,
gosh.
And they knocked it down. They nearly set the house on fire.
It's crazy.
And it took weeks for us to clear out the smoke smell. And then we put them in the yard, and one of them turned out to be a rooster. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, why?
It's fraught with danger.
Why are we doing this? And you once said, you know, you can get them at Costco for $4 roasted.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Well, for me, it is, because I love them.
Yeah.
You know, they're my dinosaur puppies.
They are so cute, aren't
yeah.
they? And they're
and
really fun to watch.
And all the, you know, the cats in my backyard, the neighborhood cats come in to watch chicken TV. they're just lovely. I love the noise. I mean, there's not a lot of noise mm-hmm. I have found. And my neighbors love it too. There's that little egg song.
Mm-hmm. Right. The announcement.
Yeah.
I laid an egg. I learned an egg. As somebody I saw once recently.
I'm going to put a cam in my nesting box.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to see that egg laying process.
Oh, cool.
So, but yeah, they're so fun. And I have a moratorium on getting new ones right now
mm-hmm.
because I have so many who are in henopause.
Henopause.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Although the $4 Costco chickens are delicious, and they, I don't eat my hens,
mm-hmm.
but I have this horrible cognitive dissonance or dyslexic cognitive dissonance where the $4 chickens at Costco will make me weepy, but if I pick up one of my chickens at home, it'll make me hungry.
Oh, that's backwards.
It's backwards. But I'm very happy. All my chickens have names, and I love their personalities. And, you know, I don't hang out with them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I used to at
right.
the beginning, but...
yeah, I pulled up a chair for the first 2 weeks and just sat there. I got nothing done.
It's impossible not to
yeah.
stare at them. They're fascinating.
They're fascinating.
So I keep enough... sometimes I feel like my backyard is like the episode of Lord of the Flies.
Oh.
You know, I don't know what's going on back
it's
there.
It's a kindergarten playground.
They're running their own
yes.
society. But I do check on them enough times during the day to make sure that they're okay. And, of course, do like a physical eyeball, you know, check on them.
Inspections.
You know, yeah. Check their feet, check their eyes, you know, every night when I put them to bed. So.
Yeah. And so when a hen stops laying.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. When a hen stops laying, she stays at my house.
Right.
And enjoys a long... as long a life as she wants.
Happy retirement.
So it doesn't bother me at all to give a good life to a hen that's not laying anymore.
Yeah.
So right now I get like 6 to 10 eggs a day.
From the 17.
From the 17.
A day. 6 to 10 a day.
Yeah, yeah. But my neighbors do love them, so.
And you're using them for trade?
Or I give them to friends and sell them to strangers. Mm-hmm. Same with my honey. So, but people like who want them regularly, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the henopause. So,
yes.
My oldest chicken is 10.
Oh my gosh.
And she's an odd one. She has spurs.
Oh.
And she...
That's weird.
She is quite often broody, but she also mounts the other hen.
She's a transgender hen.
And she'll do it simultaneously. Yeah.
Wow.
I have two chickens who have spurs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's unusual. So what advice do you have for people just starting out with chickens?
I would say, as with any creature that you get... research it.
Mm-hmm.
And research it until you're sick of it, and because the internet is a vast sea of information.
Yes.
And you can't raise an animal just by watching, you know, YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
So get some what you know to be good information, not just some yahoo.
Yeah.
As a YouTube channel.
Do you have a favorite resource that you'd like to share?
I do. Hencam.com. Her name is Terry Golson.
Right.
She was referred to me by Sue Talbot, who has kept chickens for like 35 years.
Okay.
Way before it was trendy.
Right.
Terry Golson lives, I believe, just outside of Boston and is... an incredible resource. So I followed Hencam for a long time to get tips, and then I would have, you can post on her blog and buy her a cup of coffee, or or you can buy her hens a pumpkin.
Oh, cool.
Or a watermelon or something.
That's
so
nice.
For if I had a really tough question, I would have a conversation with her and her other blog followers.
Uh-huh.
And I would also check with the people who worked at the UC Davis outlet in San Bernardino.
Oh, yeah. They I've called them a couple of times.
Incredibly helpful. Even when I had a hen who I thought was failing.
Yeah.
I would email them about, here are the symptoms, here are some photos, Can I save her?
Yeah. I did that once with Blanche. It was a well summer who was failing.
Beautiful.
Big time. Beautiful bird. Stopped laying. Started getting really droopy. And I thought, oh, she's a goner. And I emailed them and then they called me. Someone called me. I was so surprised. And they offered... You know, they offered me a solution I hadn't thought of because I thought I'd tried everything. And they, you know, they said, well, since you've tried all of these things, maybe you want to isolate her and give her a little dose of antibiotics and see if maybe that helps. And I had some in a bag in the garage and I gave her some and boop, perked right back up.
Yes.
You know, it was like, oh, she's got a parasite or whatever it was that it was something was going on.
Right.
That I forget what it was, but she... Yeah, and it fixed her, you know. And
yeah.
So and,
I had that. You know. I had a similar problem once with a parasite like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and they can get sick, and that's the thing that it's hard to deal with because if you don't know what it is, it could be a number of things.
And they're good at hiding. Their illness until it's too late.
Yeah, because they don't want to get picked on, so they need to appear strong.
Yeah.
So that's a thing, but you know, we have. Merrick's is a common, it's kind of like staph where humans carry it on their bodies, but you're not affected by it. Merrick's is that for chickens, basically, but some of them will succumb to it. So we've been you know, we were all anti, you know, we didn't want vaccinations at first. And then we saw what it did to them. And we decided to start buying chickens that had been vaccinated.
Right.
And that's a choice you can make. You know, I don't think oregano oil is going to fix the problem in this circumstance.
Although I do add oregano to their water every day. I add oregano and a little ACV to their water. I just try to keep preventative maintenance.
Yeah.
But that's another reason I get my hands from Dare to Dream.
Yeah.
Because they have, they do like the minimal but healthy round of vaccination.
Yeah, Dare to Dream Farms.
Yeah, I've had a great history of healthy hens.
Good.
From
good.
There.
Yeah, we got our first batch of chickens from them, and it was before they were vaccinating their chickens. So we,
right.
we did not have a great, we didn't have great luck. But I would absolutely buy from them again, because they're wonderful people and responsible with their chicken care.
Yes, I totally agree with that,
You sort of answered my question. My next question is, what do you like to feed your hens? Can you elaborate?
It's where I do like to spoil them. I give them a base of what they need, which is the, 16% protein layer feed. Mm-hmm. And that's usually about a quarter of a pound, I think, of feed per hen per day. So I have that measured out. But my chickens are gluttons.
Of course.
So I get kitchen scraps from a great restaurant down the street from me.
Oh, nice.
I get that about twice a week.
Oh, cool.
And the nice thing about that is that the offerings are seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
So they get all sorts of stuff. The kitchen's nice enough to set apart.
Set it aside for you?
To make a special bag for me.
Cool.
And not have trash in it and other stuff.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. So they do that. I also trade kitchen scraps with a couple of neighbors. And then I grow, because they have denuded every bit of grass in my backyard.
Of course.
I have a small forage garden for them with the forage mix that I grow.
Do you get that from Peaceful Valley Farm and Garden Supply?
Yes.
That's their, they have a chicken forage mix. I'm growing in a tiny little patch of, it's a box planter, a trough planter.
Yes.
We put it in the coop for like a day and they completely tear it down and then we grow it again.
I have a blocked off location in my backyard, and then I put, so they didn't pull the roots out of everything that took so long to grow.
Yeah.
I put like a screen with a shim on top of it, so they'll just take the tops off.
That's smart.
And the chickens were the reason I had to move my raised beds to the front yard, because we were playing a game called Are You Smarter Than a Chicken? And the answer is I am not smarter than a chicken, because they wiped out my garden like four or five times.
Yeah,
so I finally thought, I'm just going to move it to a whole other part of the yard.
Yeah.
And I gave them my whole backyard.
Oh, that's nice. So. Yeah, for some reason we talked about, chickens being smart and stupid. Ours, we have so much mulch. We have like 4 inches of mulch all over the entire backyard. So they dig in the mulch. They aren't interested in the raised beds.
Oh.
Surprisingly.
Because you're finding more interesting protein-laden things.
Yeah. So they have no interest, although the two new ones, I'm kind of afraid they're going to discover it, and that'll be that. Then we'll have to put bird netting over the entire thing.
Right. I also love to give my chickens yogurt.
Ooh.
Really good.
Do tell.
And sometimes I make my own yogurt. Sometimes it's just, I just get the cheapest Greek yogurt, and they are all over that.
They love it.
A watermelon is great on a hot day to keep them hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, feed them seasonal stuff, and they'll go crazy for protein.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we turn the compost pile, I pull like 50 grubs out of there and feed them to the chickens.
Oh, yeah.
We also give them almond meal from when we make almond milk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they love that.
About once a week, I'll give mine a can of salmon or
them
anchovies.
Food you buy. That's amazing.
I do. Well, if I get it at Costco and it's something I'm going to, spread out, then sure.
So you're giving them fish.
Yes, but not too much.
Yeah, okay.
Not too much fish and not too much garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, the people say the eggs will take on a different flavor. I've never noticed that being
I've never noticed that either, but a lot of people are more sensitive than I guess. Am.
Maybe. I'm just like, it's an egg. It tastes like an egg. Whatever. So, and we will tear off, I have a tree kale that I'll tear off the leaves that may be starting to get a little bit of powdery mildew on it, and I'll just give it to them. They love the kale. And they're kind of picky about which kind of kale, which is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But and they get generationally picky.
Yeah. So I have one batch that likes, you know, they like Siberian kale and curly kale, but they won't touch Lacinato, like dinosaur kale. I'm like, are you kidding? This is what everybody wants.
That's one of the reasons they're fun.
Yeah.
Like, I had heard recently that chickens love rose petals.
Oh.
So when I was visiting a neighbor, she had this, like, huge expanse of rose bushes. And I said, would you mind if I took a couple of your expiring roses to test it out?
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Not interested.
Because they learn from what the other chickens do.
Yeah.
So if the other chickens like spinach or seaweed or whatever, that's what they'll learn to eat.
Yeah. And do you have your hens situated, or how do you have your hens situated with your bees? Because you're also a beekeeper.
Right. I have two colonies in the backyard that are situated low. The bees fly out and up.
Yes.
but, you know, quite often there's a bee that's crawling on the ground or something. Day to day, There's no issue with it.
Okay.
I did have an issue once during an inspection that was horrific. There many mistakes were made that I will never ever make again.
Oh dear.
The inspection wasn't conducted well. Mm. I lost one hen, another one was blind in one eye.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I can tell you
that's
the details.
That's horrifying.
It was, but that was because we were opening up the hives.
Yeah.
And it was a cascade of bad mistakes.
Okay.
Between me and the mentor I had at the time. But day to day,
no problem.
Zero issue.
Yeah.
Because they live together all over the world. And right. Figure it out.
They do. Yeah, we have our hens across the yard. They're on opposite walls from the bees. And we've never had a problem in the 5 years we've been keeping bees.
I've seen mine walk right in front of the hive entrance. And nobody bothered. They don't eat bees.
Yeah.
And the bees don't bother them. And I let them figure it out. And I don't impose my humanness
your
on
will.
Top of it.
Yeah, got it. Okay, awesome. Well, it is tip time. Is there a favorite tip that about chicken keeping that you would like to share with the Garden Nerd audience?
I have four dogs.
Ooh.
And I very much wanted all my creatures to live peacefully without much intervention from me. Mm-hmm. To integrate new chickens with the dogs. When I was first starting out with the dogs, I would take them out one at a time on a leash.
The chicken or the dog?
The dog. That's a good question. That's an excellent question. But no, the animal that's least able to defend itself always gets
free rein.
Gets to make the decisions.
Okay.
So I would take the dog out one at a time, mm-hmm. and they could smell, and then the leash got longer and longer, but you know, where I could control if they were maybe getting a little too curious. They never got aggressive. And then each dog at a time, I didn't do all four dogs at once.
Yeah. That could be crazy.
I would do them one at a time, and it's the thing that I would caution. The best advice is be patient.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let the dogs know that the chickens are important to you,
mm-hmm.
and give them the opportunity to smell them and everything, then they learn how to really, really easily. But keep them attached to you, keep them leashed, and then and then do a few supervised visits. And now I don't pay any attention to it. There will be 17 chickens at my back door waiting for a handful of sunflower seeds with a dog standing in the middle trying to figure out how to negotiate his way back into the house.
That's so funny. And about how long did that process take, or does that process take?
It's about 2 weeks.
Oh, not long.
Yeah.
Less time than it takes to integrate chickens into a flock.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. So, but just be patient with it and stay at it, and it can happen. It can happen.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that expert tip, Siebes.
Sure.
And thank you for being a guest on the Garden Nerd Tip of the
Week. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right, Garden Nerds, you will find more information about chicken keeping on GardenNerd.com this week. We'll share links to the article that started Siebes down the road to chickens, as well as one of her favorite chicken keeping websites. That's it for this week. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen. Visit us for tons of gardening information at gardennerd.com. You'll find us on Instagram and Twitter under GardenNerd1, on Facebook as GardenNerd.com, and of course, our GardenNerd YouTube channel. Happy gardening!